What happened with the Iowa straw poll? Barbara Bachman seemed to fare very well, and looks like Tim Pawlenty has gotten off the bus.
That's right. Bachman won, and Pawlenty needed his kind of strategy all along for both of them was Iowa or bust. So he really needed a much stronger showing, and actually it's pretty smart of him to realize that there's no point in going forward. It's kind of the practice session before the first leg, and it's an awfully expensive adventure to keep going.
Is Bachman's success surprising?
No, I think that most of us expected her to win, but I think he was hoping that it would, you know, he would be second or a stronger finish. Not only was he third, but he was a distant third.
Okay, any other surprises that you saw?
I think, you know, we had heard that Ron Paul had invested heavily. He does well in these straw polls, but probably the bigger takeaway was that Perry beat Mitt. When Rick Perry hadn't, been at the straw poll, he didn't play, and neither did Mitt, but had just announced 48 hours before, and Mitt Romney had spent, he'd already spent about $20 million as a candidate this year.
What do we know about Rick Perry? Because he's gotten a lot of positive support early in this process.
Well, Rick Perry getting into the race is certainly a game changer for the Republican primary. People have been, as a whole, haven't felt that our team is that strong, despite the Republicans right now being able to win with this environment. A lot of, that's why the field is still so big. And a lot of people have got behind candidates, but they're not necessarily passionate about any of them and would be willing to change.
All right, so Leslie, the Iowa voters rendered their verdict. They were the only folks in Iowa allowed to vote on this. Why is this so important for the Republican race?
You know, it's become a tradition. The Ames straw poll is just kind of more of it's a fundraiser for the local Iowa GOP, but it's the practice session before the Kentucky Derby. It's more important than winning is what were your expectations going into it. And that was the problem, as we all knew that Pawlenty's expectations all along was he was wanting to perform well at that. The actual primary in Iowa is not until January.
The president will travel to Minnesota to begin a 3-day economic bus tour in Michigan. What should we expect from the president?
Well, I think that, it's campaign season, and he's there to bring up his ratings. He has fallen below 40%. It's an all-time low, and he needs to, in order to win re-election, start getting people, to get excited about his race.
Leslie, should we be surprised by what happened to Mitt Romney? Because he spent a lot of time and effort, and he was on the ground quite a bit in Iowa.
He wasn't actively, on. He didn't buy space at the straw poll, which is, kind of insider talk. He was on the ballot. But, he won last time, but then turned around and lost the actual primary to Huckabee. So I think he didn't see the importance of investing so heavily in it because he won and he didn't get what he needed last time.
All right. Leslie Sorrell is a political strategist. Leslie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you.